This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Police in major U.S. cities are bracing for an eighth night of protests Tuesday, even as U.S. President Donald Trump has vowed to end the riots and lawlessness, in his words, across the country. Big city mayors have imposed curfews to keep people off the streets after dark, and National Guard troops have been deployed to quell any violence. The often peaceful daytime demonstrations, spawned by the death last week of a black man while in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, have been degenerating at night into angry street confrontations between protesters and police in several cities. In a news conference at Minneapolis City Hall Tuesday, the mother of George Floyd's six-year-old daughter struggled in vain to hold back tears as she described Floyd as a devoted father and family man. Floyd died last week after his arrest in Minneapolis on suspicion of counterfeiting. He was held down on the sidewalk, handcuffed, while a white officer, Derek Chauvin, held his knee on Floyd's neck for as long as 8 minutes. Floyd was pleading for relief, saying he couldn't breathe. He later died. His arrest, captured on video and shared on social media, has sparked outrage across the country and in cities around the world. The state of Minnesota has filed a human rights complaint against the Minneapolis Police Department in the George Floyd death. Governor Tim Walz and the Minnesota Department of Human Rights announced the filing at a news conference Tuesday. Widely seen bystander video showing Floyd's death has sparked protests around the world, while Chauvin has been fired and charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Three other officers involved were fired but have not been charged. You can find more on this and other stories on our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Chinese officials further escalating diplomatic tensions with the United States are criticizing the U.S. government's response to anti-racism protests across the country that have descended into violence. Chinese officials have compared the U.S. unrest to the pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong and called racial discrimination in the U.S. a persistent social ill. In Hong Kong, where Beijing is in the process of eliminating political and speech freedoms through new national security initiatives that U.S. officials have denounced, top official Carrie Lam told reporters Tuesday that the American protests are an example of what she called a double standard. Lam said U.S. officials, in her words, are very concerned about their own national security, but on our national security, they are looking at it through tinted glasses. Lam appeared to be referring to U.S. criticism of the violent response by Hong Kong security forces to political demonstrations in recent months. Beijing has long portrayed racism as a Western problem, even while pursuing policies that discriminate against ethnic and religious minorities at home. The Taliban rejected Tuesday an annual United Nations report that questioned the Islamist insurgency's intent to live up to the terms of a landmark agreement with the United States to help find a political resolution to the nearly 19-year-old war in Afghanistan. A harshly worded Taliban statement berated the UN findings as baseless, intelligence-based, and bigoted remarks against the group. In its statement, the Taliban asserted this report is constructed with the aim of harming and derailing the agreement to keep the fire of war raging in our homeland. The UN sanctions monitoring team, in its report released Monday, accused the Taliban of not breaking ties with al-Qaeda as part of counterterrorism assurances in the agreement. The UN assessment, based on interviews with intelligence and security agencies of member states, as well as independent research groups, also cast doubts on the Taliban's pledges it would engage in intra-Afghan negotiations to reach permanent ceasefire in the conflict-torn country. Tokyo's mayor has issued a warning for a possible resurgence of the coronavirus in her city. Governor Yuriko Koike made her warning after 34 new cases were reported. It's the highest total in a month and comes just days after the city lifted its state of emergency. Only a handful of new cases were reported at the end of May. The governor said she suspects the return of Japanese nightlife has brought on the new infections. Health experts around the world warn of a spike in new cases if governments and businesses reopen too soon. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.